Axel, last week we had a breast cancer think tank, and I asked Antonia Wolf from Hopkins to present a patient, and it was a young woman who recurred soon after adjuvant chemo. And we were talking about sort of that situation from a psychosocial perspective, not just on the family, but also on the staff and the doctor. How do you think through this situation, and what's the spectrum of what you deal with in this situation from a psychosocial point of view?
From a personal perspective, my personal perspective as a treating oncologist, the challenges really you encounter in a day's work, day's routine, so many different facets of what's happening in oncology. You go from a patient who's, let's say, 5 years out after adjuvant therapy, you say this is your last visit and you're hopefully cured, to someone who is first encountered with the diagnosis of non-curable situation in a family situation where young kids are involved. You sympathize with these patients because, I mean, I personally have two young children, and I personally definitely, I would be very affected and devastated if I was in this situation. So I think the key issue that I find very helpful and very important for patients is how embedded they are in their social environment. I mean, family support, friend support, whatever. It makes a difference even in how comfortable they are to go about, you know, translating our treatment recommendations into actual action. And so patients who are embedded in a social context which is helpful, which is giving them some hold in this decision, I think is very crucial.
Alan, one of the things that came up with Antonio's case was the issue of minor children in these kinds of situations. How do you deal with that? And is that something that you sort of evaluate as part of these situations?
Well, you have to. And I was going to present a case similar. The young mother who is dealing with this, very frequently their first concern, young mother or father, is their children. And we actually are very aggressive in recommending counseling and trying to demystify it at the same time, not scaring kids. And of course, where I practice in San Francisco, there's great cultural variability. And different cultures will look at this incredibly differently. There are some cultures that won't tell the children, which tortures me, because with teenagers, to me, this is, you know, how do you not tell your children? You know, that's one issue. And I find that you can never take that off the table. But if you can, we have sort of people who are particularly interested in children and in trauma, we'll actually often have a meeting that very day to try to get the ball rolling.